Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And I like to talk about the VIBE, which is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief and Expectation. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling bad? If you're feeling bad, then focus on what you do want and get yourself into alignment. Now, today's show is about the future. We're looking at the year 2050. And what love will be like in that year. And so I've got a very special guest, my dear friend Colin, and we're going to have a discussion on this subject. So without further ado, let's get straight in. Colin, say hello.
Hello. Hi.
This is Colin from Hackney. We're in London. And first question, how will we meet people in the year 2050? Dating apps, in virtual reality, via hyper-personalized algorithms. And when I say hyper-personalized algorithms, and that is a long word, I'm talking about the technology that Facebook has, where it has so much data points on us, what we like to eat, where we like to frequent in terms of entertainment, what sort of movies we like to watch. All of this they have on us as data points as they travel and follow us around the internet. So, Colin, over to you. How do you think that we are going to meet people in the year 2050?
Hi. Yeah, I agree with the algorithm. I think that will definitely happen because it's really happening now on a smaller scale. I feel that, say, 2050, it'll be so advanced that I think there'll be a lot of implants in people.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be able to look at someone and know what...
whether that person's compatible with us.
Yeah, their likes and, yeah, their compatibilism, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the idea of dating is going to be completely different.
Well, when I was doing my research, I found, that does make sense, that in 2050, that there are going to be more mature daters online, that they'll make up more of the traditional online dating system. The over 65s will see the largest increase of online daters. Due to longer life expectancy, there's going to be new medical advances that will help the over 65s in 2050 to seem more like the 40-somethings of today.
Mm.
Like even a few years ago, I read about this technology that you hold it in your hand, this piece of equipment, and it basically just diagnoses, runs through all the systems in your body and diagnoses what the problem is. So there will be no...
need of doctors.
Yeah, there'll be no need for GPs anymore.
So a lot of things is going to be... no longer exist.
Exactly. There's going to be an advancement. Also as well, when we look at the younger generation, and again, with the onset of... or the increase of hyper-personalised algorithm. Wow, that's a bit of a tongue twister. We're going to be able to cater more closely to niches.
Mm.
When I say niches, I'm talking about like polyamory, same-sex relationships,
a full mix-up.
Non-gender. Yes. Just a medley. And I think that there's going to be an increasing reliance to find your partner online, because technology is increasing. I think that's the way that things are definitely going to go.
I think it's a danger. It's a danger for the human race, really, because there's going to be systems to supply your pleasure where you don't need to be around that person.
Well, listen, in India, we already have tantric sex, don't we?
Yeah, but it's going to take it to another level. So imagine I'm in a relationship, say, with you, and we both got chips in us. And my desires are transmitted to you. And my actions are transmitted to you. And you could be in another country. And all you'll get is the feelings of human connections without the connection.
Yeah.
So
without the physical touch, you mean?
Without the physical touch. Yeah, but you'll be able to feel everything that you would feel.
Yeah, yeah.
So childbirth will go down.
Mm.
But then again, childbirth, you'll be able to... I'll be in one country and another country, and I can send over my accent to you in a certain way, and it get
literally IVF, like through the door. Okay, yeah, here's some sperm. Take it.
Get bigger,
yeah.
Isn't it? So you're going to be able to design your baby and things like that. So the relationship is going to be so artificial. Because if you think about it, if certain people are business people, they never meet one another. They're always traveling, going to meetings, going to this conference, going all over the world.
Yeah.
And say, like, artists, like musicians, singers, they get married to other singers.
Yeah.
But they'll be on tour for 6 months of the year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if them two tours don't match up, they never see one another. So they end up breaking up, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But even when you think about it, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. And it's out of that need that online dating was born, because people's lives, as it is so busy. So there's, I feel like almost as if there's this disconnect. You know, like back in the day, communities were so much tighter. You had a conversation, you sat across, you know, your partner at the dinner table, and you had a conversation about your day. Now, we're very much in this swipe culture where everybody's head is bent, and I'm sure that's going to cause neck damage at some point in the future as well. And the head is on the mobile phone. It's at the dinner table. So people aren't really connecting with each other.
Yeah. Anymore. And we're going to evolve. When you say neck bent, we're going to evolve differently.
I don't know. Maybe we might go.
Born with that hunch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But sooner or later, you won't even have to be bending your head. You know what I mean? Because they're going to have devices where you can put in a contact and you just have a touch something, and whatever you want will come up on the screen in your eye shot.
You know what I
mean? We'll talk about... You talk about 2050.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So things are going to be completely... We won't recognise.
Because it will be just... But it's moving so quickly. Technology is moving so quick. Yeah.
So 2050, you might even be looking before 2050. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'll be completely different beings.
And you know, you were talking about... you mentioned... You know, being able to have, in a way, a sexual relationship with your partner who could be living in a different country.
Yeah.
So we're talking about how it's affecting long-term relationships, because even if you think about like a porn movie, you're not touching that person, but it's your senses that are stimulated, which tells you that it's in the mind.
Yeah.
And then that then gives rise to how you how you feel. And I was watching a video the other day where there was this doll that was being created, and it was more advanced than other dolls that I've seen, which allow, you know, for penetrative sex. But this was, you know, actually asking the man questions. I was just thinking, like, wow, like, what seems kind of abnormal now will be normalized.
Yeah.
And it already is. Yeah. You know, for example, polyamory is on the rise. And again, with polyamory, for those listeners that don't know what polyamory is, it's a move away from the nuclear family as we know it, you know, mother, father, and children all living as a unit. This is where we have maybe three guys in a house and two women, and they all live collaboratively as a unit. They're all having sexual relations with one another. And I think one of the reasons why that is because we're living in a society now. If you listen to the younger generation, they actually don't, they're non-religious. So because they're non-religious, they don't have that moral
control
guide. It's like there's no walls. There are no walls.
Because that's before religion.
Mm-hmm.
You had societies, and they had different means of controlling the behavior of the society.
Mm.
But religion came and restricted certain things.
Mm-hmm.
As religion is decreasing, the interest in religion is decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
People are finding new ways and being what they want to feel.
Mm.
They're doing what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's nothing. Exactly,
there's no borders.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no walls. So it's like anything goes.
Yeah.
Anything goes, because this is how I want to feel.
Yeah.
So.
And you're right, religion was that restriction that put things there. But as that's getting stripped away, people are just going to let it all go.
Yeah. So do you think that as long distance relationships, just going back to that for a minute, become easier through tech, such as virtual reality, what do you really think that this will happen to childbirth rates?
Yeah, it'll affect it. It will definitely affect it.
But do you think it will affect it as in it will decrease or increase?
Yeah, it will decrease. A lot of things...
Why do you say decrease?
A lot of social activities going to make childbirth decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Because already... say in America at the moment, these people on this opioid, that legal drugs.
What does that allow? Opioid. I've never heard of it. Mm-hmm.
What's happening? It's such a strong drug that the guys that's on it, they're not interested in women.
Are you serious? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, they're not interested in women, so it's affecting the birth rate.
So what does it do? How does it affect the man?
It's actually a drug. When you're on that drug, it just takes away everything. It's like crack, but stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're not interested in, like, females, and females won't be interested in males.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that group of people, in that area, it's affecting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, but you take AI coming into this now, you'll take it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're not on that drug, but it's affecting you in the same way.
Mm. But that's for the select amount. That's for a particular
group, you're saying.
Group in the community. Yeah. Yeah.
But overall,
it's
an epidemic in America at the moment, opioid.
Okay. Okay.
And they are worried because they did say it's affecting the birth rate.
Mm. But I also think as well, like, what will affect the birth rate is we have got fewer marriages that we do know. But also that improved fertility.
Yeah.
That's going to actually delay the onset of creating family, a family unit.
Yeah.
Because women are going to say, well, we can get pregnant at...
58.
Exactly. Mm. At a later stage in our lives. So I think that's definitely going to decrease childbirth rates.
Yeah, I think it's going to definitely get affected by technology.
Mm.
Because you can design how many children you want,
mm-hmm.
what kind of child you want.
That's scary, you know. That's scary. I was actually speaking to a Nigerian guy the other day, and he was saying to me that he wants a son. Like, in their culture, it's really important to have a son to carry on
the name.
Yeah. And he was saying, like, I really want a son. I was like, so what if, you know, your missus wants a girl? He goes, I've got girls already. We will go to the clinic to make sure that it's a boy. So, again,
so, how is he going to do that?
I don't know. This artificial intelligence or technology allows you to be able to somehow select
the sex.
Yeah, I think in 2050 that will be. Yeah. I think it's probably even possible now.
Yeah,
in 2050. In 2050.
They talk about design babies.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's a. From there's the idea.
Listen,
it can happen.
Exactly. Listen, that's the thing with mankind. I've even seen it was an advert or something like that, and a man was pregnant.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, okay, so this is what's.
I think that's just an advert.
I know, but you know what? Some of these things are subliminal.
Yeah.
Remember, you've got already as it is. You've got same sex. Families, you know, who are adopting children.
Mm.
Okay. And some of these men have got a lot of female hormones. They're having injected into them, especially the transgenders, to make them female. So wouldn't that then naturally be
a progression? A massive advancement for them to get uteruses and all them sort of things. Get the
listen. I don't know how medical science. I don't know how medical science is going to do it, but you know, if they can do cloning,
I don't think that'd be right.
It might not be right, but remember, men, to be able to change their sex, they're going to be they're being injected with female hormones, which is going to give them that desire to have a child.
Yeah.
So remember, necessity is the mother of all invention.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't surprise me if by 2050, and you know, it's not even a long time. It's not that long, but medical and technology is moving at a frightening speed.
Mm.
So definitely wouldn't surprise me at all. So do you think that technology will be able to fill the gap in human interaction?
To a certain extent.
Yeah, in what way?
For me, it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be talking about people that's going to be born, say, or they're just born.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be about 30 in 2050, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So they're being born right in the middle of everything exploding, really,
mm-hmm.
with technology.
You're talking about children born now? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or even born, like, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're going to be right in the middle of this thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think for them, it will replace.
Mm-hmm. It will replace.
Yeah, it could replace human interaction. Most definitely.
Okay, so regarding that question, will technology be able to fill the gap in human interaction? I think that it will certainly make it faster and definitely more efficient, because we actually see that now. Virtual dates will be commonplace. We'll be living in a world of increasing automation, digital connectivity. I'm sure you mentioned to me the other day about, what is it? What network are we on at the moment? And you said that 5 was coming.
Oh, 5G.
Yeah, 5G. So like super...
That's going to advance things.
Super, super fast digital connectivity. Mm. We've got apps, we've got virtual reality. And I'm talking about virtual reality that's offering full sensory perception. It's going to, all of your senses, so just not auditory and visual, but taste, touch and feel.
But if you think about it, they're always giving us a glimpse into the future. If you watch TV, movies,
and yeah, things
like that.
Yeah.
So I was watching one the other day where it's PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
where and you can put something that connects into your brain,
mm-hmm.
a little thing that goes into your temple,
mm-hmm.
and it takes you right into the game, like you're actually in there.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
With the two guys.
What did you say the name of the movie was called?
Oh, it's Black Mirror. It's one of the Netflix Black Mirror things.
Oh, is that what it's called, the movie Black Mirror?
Well, it's not actually a movie. It's one of the little drama programs on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just giving you insight of what could happen in the future.
Mm.
So you're playing this PlayStation, and mm-hmm. you get full sensory experience.
Mm.
So you go into it, and these guys was fighting one another, so they can feel the blows.
Mm-hmm.
But one was a woman and one was a man. And they thought, instead of fighting, let's do something else.
Okay, so you've got two men. So you've got two men playing a video game, but their characters in the virtual reality is one is a male and one is a female. Yeah. Okay, I just want to clarify that. Okay.
So they started to have interactions with one another sexually.
In the game, right, okay.
Yeah, and they found it was better than anything they've ever had.
Mm.
So all his relationship outside
of the game,
he couldn't compare. Mm-hmm. So they got caught up in it,
mm-hmm.
where they became addicted.
So why was it in the game, in the virtual reality? Why was the sexual experience in that? Why did it feel better to them? Was it because they were able to live out their fantasies in the game?
More than likely, and it was so real, and you can design how you want to feel,
mm.
or how the other person's feel to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You understand? So yeah. There was no mystery in to say, oh, this might not happen, or that might not happen,
mm-hmm.
or I might not feel this way, or I might not feel that
right,
way.
Right, okay.
So everything you'd want in that game,
mm-hmm.
from a sexual experience, will happen.
Right, okay.
So when they came out of that, to be in a real situation,
mm-hmm.
with a real person, mm-hmm. it just didn't compare.
So when they actually were out of the game with their respective partners,
it didn't.
It was just couldn't compare with what they were experiencing virtually. That's scary.
They got hooked on it. And I think that.
And that's the word. They got hooked on it. That is the word.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's. I think that's an insight of how things are going to be.
Yeah.
So porn movies won't exist no more.
Mm.
You can be the character in that porn film.
That's deep, isn't it?
Yes. You're watching it, but you are actually feeling the sensations as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's going to give you that total connection where before, and like now or before, you'd watch this porn movie and you'll get that feeling from your senses through visual.
Mm.
Now it takes it to another level when visually you can see this thing, and mm-hmm. physically you can feel everything.
Mm. That's making me feel as if, could there then be a knock-on effect where there's less sexual diseases that are then transmitted?
Yeah.
Because if you can experience that on virtual reality, you know, there was this phenomenon in America called On the Down Low. Did you hear about that? You never heard about that?
No. I know that term.
Yeah, so basically, so imagine this is we're in Hackney right now.
Mm.
And the black community represent the minority.
Mm.
So they were finding, I don't know what state it was in America, but the hospitals were finding that the most cases of AIDS at that time were HIV at that time were coming from the black community, and they couldn't understand it because they were the minority.
Mm.
You understand what I mean? So how can the majority of their cases be coming from the minority? What was going on?
Mm.
And this black guy, I can't remember his name, he spoke up about it and basically said that a lot of the men, the black guys, were basically on the down low. They appear to be, you know, just you know, heterosexual, but they were actually bisexual. They were actually going out, having relations with other men, going, sleeping with their wives, and passing on
HIV.
And that's where the term down low, on the down low, came from. Yeah. I remember reading about it many years ago. But anyway, we digress. But I was just making the point. But I was just making the point that, you know,
that system,
men could actually fulfill their fantasies if they're bisexual, or women, through that virtual reality. Because you said that they were both men that were playing that game.
They weren't gay, though, in real life. In real life, they didn't have desire for men.
But yet, in the game...
In the game, they were characters. And they can feel it. And so the
See, I find that strange. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, because I was just about to go deep into that.
That's a conversation for another day. Because I can't see how that works. So do you think that when we look at AI, do you think that it will ever reach a point that it might workably substitute for another human being? Workably. That's the key word.
Emphasize workably.
Hmm?
Emphasize workably.
Well, computers are able to process vast amounts of data.
Mm.
They're very efficient at doing that.
Mm.
We as human beings, we can't do that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I see computers as a tool to aid man. Mm. So what I'm asking is, do you think that they will ever at any point... And I'm talking about the year 2050. This is 30 years from now. Do you think that they will actually be able to substitute for another human being?
You know what? I think
to a certain point...
I think it can.
For a certain point, it can. To a certain degree. To a certain degree. Because when you think of Asda, the supermarkets...
You think about the problems that we have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say a man comes in from work, his wife's there, but she's in a bad mood. He's saying, "What's wrong?" She say, "Nothing."
Mm-hmm.
She's really in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he was an AI,
mm-hmm.
he'd know what's wrong with her, know exactly what to say. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, they can.
Yeah, but do you think in 2050 that an AI will know exactly what to say?
How they're working on it and the advancement, you never know.
But it's not a heart thing. It's not coming from the heart. You know, like the AI might say, "Oh, how was your day?" But it's programmed to say that.
Yeah, but our computers will work is that they'll have sensors as well. And she won't be saying it like that. She won't be going, "How was your
day?" All right, she might not be saying it like that, but it's not hard.
She would look like you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. I think you're going to get to a stage where you ain't going to know whether it's AI or human being.
You think that the lines will be blurred?
Yeah, I think
it's by 2050?
If we carry on like this, 2050 might be early for that. It might be later.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's going to happen. And they're working on it all the time.
Mm.
These guys are clever. So, what a man, when he comes home, his thoughts could be read by this AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if you've got the same connection as the AI, you've got a plant, you've got, because they're going to do a lot of things with chips and
all. Like, you mean the, like, to mimic the movie Matrix?
Yeah. So. Say you're coming home from work, the AI has got a chip in them and you've got a similar chip and your thoughts is being transmitted to the AI before you come home.
Mm.
So you come in and everything what you want.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.